Tonight is the fifth night of Hanukkah. That means Jewish children are well into opening presents, while their Christian friends still have a couple more weeks of writing letters to Santa. But commentator Dan Bernstein says Hanukkah, a relatively minor holiday, is not the Jewish equivalent of Christmas.
Jews I know don't get swept up by Hanukkah. I've yet to hear one Jewish person ask another, "Feeling that old Hanukkah spirit?" Usually we ask, "So when's Hanukkah anyway?" This is because the Jewish calendar is primarily lunar, which means it orbits the moon and is sometimes difficult to read. True, Hanukkah is more marketable than Yom Kippur, which according to most polls remains the top-ranked Jewish holiday. But even Arbor Day has more marketing potential than Yom Kippur, which isn't even celebrated. Yom Kippur is observed, ideally on an empty stomach. Try marketing that. Though Jews are famous for feeling guilty, or failing that, making other Jews feel guilty, it's Christian guilt that gives Hanukkah its major holiday aura. Christians are very considerate people. At some point in history, the thought of Jews suffering through an entire holiday season without any form of Christmas became unbearable. Thus, Christians began to talk up Hanukkah. "Getting ready for Hanukkah?" my Christian friends ask me. 8 days of presents. Wow, that must be nice. Presents are the one thing Hanukkah and Christmas have in common. But there's no comparison between Hanukkah and Christmas presents. When I was a kid, my Christian friends used to gripe that they had only one day to rake it in. But this worked to their advantage because December 25th was now or never, and their parents usually delivered big time. My parents routinely dribbled out 7 days of underpants and tube socks, all the while building stratospheric expectations for the eighth and final day. But 8 days of Hanukkah left too much room for error, such as my dad accidentally backing into the menorah and setting his shirt on fire, or an impatient kid getting too lippy with the exalted present givers, so that the eighth day yielded nothing more than a miniature truck or a small print book written entirely in Hebrew. I don't mean to dismiss the significance of the Hanukkah story. A small force of Jews recaptured the defiled temple and relit the eternal light, which had only enough oil to last for one day. Miraculously, it burned for eight. This still doesn't make Hanukkah a major, like Christmas, but it does show the Jews were much more adept at handling an energy crisis than, say, the governor of California. If the Jews had entered into an expensive long-term oil contract, we wouldn't be celebrating anything this week, and lots of Christians would be feeling terribly guilty.
The comments of Dan Bernstein, a columnist for the Press Enterprise newspaper in Riverside, California.